Hello?
Hello, is this Jorge Escobar?
Yes.
Thank you. Hello, I am Phil of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you very much. In which county in California do you currently live in?
Tulare County.
Thank you very much. May I please have, and could you please tell me your zip code?
It's a 93257.
93257, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
I'm sorry?
In what year were you born?
67.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes. Spanish.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Latin.
Thank you.
Latin.
Thank you. What is the last grade you completed in high school?
Fourth grade.
Thank you. Moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. The first one is Rudy Salas.
I don't know who he is.
Thank you. David Valadao.
I heard about it, but I don't know nothing about him.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Definitely no.
Okay. Based on what you've said, would that be a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yes, based on what your comment for Joe Biden, would that be a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Maybe.
Okay. Would that be a favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion?
Favorable.
Okay.
Favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider anyone or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. Abortion, the cost of mortgage or rent, Social Security and Medicare, border security, inflation or the cost of living, protecting democracy, taxes, healthcare. Which one would you select?
You mean that I don't like?
Let me go ahead and read back the
Okay.
This part again.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. Abortion, the cost of a mortgage or rent, Social Security and Medicare, border security, inflation or the cost of living, protecting democracy, taxes, healthcare, or none of this?
I would say I now vote for abortion and security.
Would that be for Social Security or border security?
Border security.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices.
I'm very interested.
Thank you. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
I will go for Trump.
Thank you. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican?
I don't know much about them.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, or Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican?
David Valadao.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote. The first one is, David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines, and improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. The next one is, David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. A housing price have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared. Valadao went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference.
It's not different.
Thank you. American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year, more just to pay for basic like groceries, gas, and housing. Vivi Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. The next one is, David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Not different.
Thank you. Next one is, as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. This is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Next statement is, David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family childcare and schools, and support for military members buying a home. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Not different.
Thank you. Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao?
No.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican?
David Valadao.
Thank you. Which one of the following issues, if any, would make you the most likely to vote for David Valadao? Would it be David Valadao's effort to secure funding for agricultural research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, reduce inflation, improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, or none of this?
Didn't say much, but I think none of this.
Thank you. Thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? These ones are
Go ahead.
Yes, these ones are X, formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, digital websites, Instagram, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, newspapers, Google, cable news, YouTube, Facebook, or would you say you don't follow political news closely?
I don't follow news. Please.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use satellite, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services, only use cable, use both cable or satellite and online streaming, only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
Any of those.
Thank you. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Thank you. Would that be very or somewhat conservative?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yes, would that be very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Thank you. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
No worries. Let me read it back to you. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your available time and your available opinion.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a wonderful night. Bye for now.
Okay.